Developing coaching skills. Track 1. Debriefs effectively. An effective proactive coach may be in a constant state of debriefing their people. Whether people are engaged in a phone campaign, returning from an initial appointment with a new client, presenting a solution to a new client, or renewing a current relationship, a coach must constantly have real-time intel as to how the team is performing. That is the essence of the debriefing process. It isn't about accountability or performance mastery. In other words, focusing on the numbers. It is about looking at and listening to how the sales process was executed rather than was it executed. An effective sales coach has regularly scheduled debriefing times in their ideal week calendar. It could be that a coach has a debriefing time slot every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2 o'clock. And from week to week, the sales leader may not know exactly what they will be debriefing, but they will, in advance, have time scheduled to do this activity and thus make it easy to schedule time with salespeople to debrief their various activities and meetings. During the sessions, the effective sales leader will be armed with great questions to find out what happened, how things happened, and why they happened. This process of asking questions forces dialogue between the sales leader and sales rep that maintains focus on critical areas of selling that help salespeople sell more business. Questions about the compelling reason to take action, the willingness to invest, the ability to make a change from a current provider, and the decision-making process are the questions that must be asked in addition to the technical aspects of the sale relative to product and service offerings. Based on the answers, the sales leader must begin to develop insight as to where the choke points are in the salesperson's approach. In many cases, if a salesperson, for example, fails to get a commitment for investment of time, money, and resources, this is a mistake that they repeatedly make, not just once in a while. So the insights a sales leader is looking for are those items that would keep this specific sale from happening, as well as insights as to the long-term development and training opportunities for the salesperson. After the sales leader has listened and journaled what they have heard, they must pause and reflect before providing feedback. They must be nurturing and preface their comments with something like, "Now maybe I didn't get the entire picture, but based on what I did hear or thought I heard, there seems to be a couple of choke points, gaps. Let me ask a couple of questions so that we can figure out what happened and what we need to do to fix these problems and these issues for this opportunity and for the future as well." And finally, it is important to stay clinically detached. A sales leader must be patient and other-focused. They can't get frustrated and get into what is known as the critical parent mode. You know, the one that sounds like, "Well, how come you keep doing that?" Instead, you have to say, "Help me understand the thinking behind," or, "What is it that seems to keep you from getting this information on an ongoing basis?" If you begin to attack the sales rep, they will clearly shut down and not be open to these discussions in the future.